It's time for a weekly look at the issues and actions that have been taking place or are being talked about in Trenton. They include, well, let's see, the cost of death, homegrown eating in school, and a whole lot more. Here to share her analysis of these matters is the Assemblywoman from New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. Ann, how are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well. Loving this weather.
Oh, yeah. Probably just a sign that Indian summer isn't too far away. We had the short burst of hot back to normal, and we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Anyway, we always talk about how property taxes are the highest in the nation in New Jersey. It turns out that property taxes have helped people forget about something else that's high in taxing in New Jersey, estate taxes. New Jersey is one of only two states that taxes both estates and inheritances. New Jersey also starts taxing the value of a person's estate. That can be real estate, cash, investments, life insurance, other assets. That's at $675,000. That's the lowest bar for paying estate taxes in the country. The threshold on federal taxes is $5.34 million.
This is one of the main reasons why people leave New Jersey in droves after they retire. We are known to be one of the worst states to retire in. So, unfortunately, when people leave the state of New Jersey, not only do they leave their residences, their families, their churches, they also leave their charities, their foundations, things that they contribute to, and they take that all with them to their new state. So if we make this change, I think that this will do a lot to help people remain in New Jersey.
There is a bill that was introduced this year that would repeal the inheritance tax, increase the estate tax exemption to that federal level. That has now a couple of dozen sponsors. And here's the problem. New Jersey collects $700 million a year from estate and inheritance taxes. That's more than it does from drivers paying gas taxes, more than motorists paying fees for licenses and registrations, more than taxes generated by the sales of homes and other real estate. So when you look at a budget that's precariously balanced on, some say, overzealous revenue projections, how easy is it going to be to take that $700 million off the table?
Yeah, that is the difficulty here. This bill had momentum, and then all of a sudden, it was out of our line of sight. So I think that when the budget came through with the revenue numbers, like you say, that were off, that changed things. But Senator Orho and myself and Assemblyman Space are pushing this. There are others, too, that realize and recognize the value of it. So, I'm hopeful that in the fall, and who knows, with Governor Christie and his potential next move or not move, maybe this will see the light of day.
Or if nothing else, when you consider the fact that the inheritance tax laws date back to 1892, isn't it time to, if you don't change the math of the matters, at least do something with them to update them?
Yes, exactly.
Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McHose, AllisonMcHose.com, on the web, the State House is njledge.state.nj.us, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. We also often talk about ideas that seem like an obvious that weren't, and it took a few pieces of legislation to make things possible. There was a multi-bill package that gives children access to healthy school breakfasts and lunches from Jersey Room products that were signed into law. If you go over to the State House website, you can look up A2641, 42, 43, and 44. They provide voluntary contributions by taxpayers on tax forms for farm-to-school program, school garden program. Allows the Secretary of Ag to solicit and accept private and public money to support farm-to-school program, establishes the Best in New Jersey Farm-to-School Awards program, and creates a website clearinghouse connecting schools, school districts, food banks, and farmers.
Right. And this is a really positive bill that really tells a great story that we want to support our farmers in New Jersey. It's still the Garden State. And, many people see these big trucks from huge food distribution companies, and the majority of the lettuce comes from California, sometimes Mexico. And we want to say to the children and to the families that your food is grown locally and it's fresh and it'll be better for your kids.
And more cases, too, since you're not paying for all that transport, it's probably a little more economical for the school systems.
Yes, exactly.
And I should also mention, too, there was A156 that requires the Department of Agriculture to post on the homepage of its website links that provide visitors with direct access to New Jersey farm-to-school programs, which not only is great for the families, but probably school-to-school communication and mutual learning so everyone's on the same page.
Yes, and the kids, you know, like I said, give them an opportunity to see the real story that, you know what, we're taking care of New Jersey and we want to take care of you in turn.
And a little hint for teachers as you're planning your lesson plans for the start of the school year, maybe do a little, spend a little time talking about farming in New Jersey.
That would be good.
A little historic reference. And that's always a fun thing to do. And I know mm-hmm. the Sussex County Fairgrounds has a great program over there for the schools to bring kids and farming and the Sussex County heritage into connection. Red light cameras, they were a bone of contention initially, right to privacy, intrusion, things like that. Law enforcement said that provides safety. People know they're there. They won't be stupid. New Jersey's red light camera program now is at a point where unless the State House and the governor take action by the middle of December, the pilot program expires and cameras at 73 intersections go dark. The opponents to the program say, nice theory, but when you have a system that fails to send out 17,000 tickets... of people running red lights, gee, don't you think we have a problem that the pilot program needs to find a new pilot?
Well, oftentimes in the state of New Jersey, pilot programs never go away. So I hope in this case this does. I was one of the first legislators on a bill to ban these cameras in New Jersey. And I think that it's obvious that this pilot program has not worked. So I'm hopeful that we will take action on this in the fall.
A study by the State Department of Transportation that was released back in March found that the 22 intersections where cameras were installed for two full years, they did show a significant reduction in collisions. But Assemblyman O'Scanlan said that was flawed because it never accounted for a control group of intersections without cameras that saw a reduction in crashes. And a little more ammo. Towns in New Jersey were asked by the state judiciary to throw out the 17,000 alleged infractions captured by cameras operated the company's American Traffic Solutions. That's one of two companies operate in the state because they never told the drivers about the infractions.
Mm, yeah, that's a problem.
So if you want to share your thoughts on these matters and bring to her attention what you think is important, you can do that at AllisonMcHose.com. And follow on the action in the State House, reference those bills we mentioned about the Farm to School program and others. njledge.state.nj.us is where you can do that. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We'll talk again next week. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, and have a great Labor Day weekend, everyone.